Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Camille Nasita, Managing Director, North America, and Managing Partner at Human8, the new human-driven consultancy connecting brands with people and culture to drive positive change. And Camille, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking, and I really appreciate your coming out to be with us here today, and looking forward to hearing more about Human8 as well. So for starters, beyond the people who surround you specifically, what does it really mean to be part of and foster community as a brand? Let's start there.
Yeah, such a great question. And, you know, I think I'll start by taking just a step back to acknowledge humans in general are just wired to be social, right? And with that, we naturally seek out like-minded people. So the idea of community is just sort of central to human DNA. And when you think about applying that in a brand sense, right, you can really start to delve into tapping into opportunities to listen and understand the communities that you serve as a brand. You know, brands do a lot of talking. They're made to talk, right? Raise awareness of your brand, sell to consumers, talk to consumers. But that community notion is really there to help connect brands with opportunities to create even stronger or greater value by empathizing with the consumers or humans that you serve. So the definition of community just calls for a feeling of fellowship with others due to sharing common attitudes or beliefs, interests, goals. So when brands tap into this notion, they can create real space for intimate reciprocal relationships with the humans that they serve. And we know that especially post-COVID, you know, our company has recently done a trends report about what matters to people in 2023. And we see this notion of community rising higher and higher, not just as a buzzword, but people really wanting to form connections that enrich and energize them rather than just consume them. So think about the power for a brand to be able to tap into that.
Yeah, for sure. And that is quite exciting stuff right there as well. I'm sure people would like to hear some examples of brands in which we've seen this come to life. Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I can give you two prominent examples. One is a real easy one, and I think it was in the news big time last year, at the end of last year, and that is you saw the brand Patagonia, right, who everyone kind of looks to as having a core value of environmental responsibility and sustainability. They have cultivated such a deep-rooted community of followers who share the same values. And then last year, right, their founder made that unprecedented move to donate his company shares to charitable causes. The overwhelming response of positive reaction that you saw for Patagonia based on that move just reflects their connectedness with the brand and with others, other like-minded people in that community of those really following environmental responsibility. A second really well-known brand is Peloton, and Peloton's whole purpose, right? They were designed for busy adults who wanted to share, have a shared experience, an exercise class type experience, but couldn't make it to the gym. So you could almost say that Peloton has built their business on this cult-like community with customers that goes beyond the workout itself to promote empowerment and well-being across the workout community. And for them, I mean, that connection is the foundation of their strong customer loyalty. And I believe I read somewhere like last year, the brand reported a 92% retention rate in 12-month subscribers. So those are two really well-known brands and easy examples to point to. But the good news is any brand really has the opportunity to tap into the power of a community through, you know, online platforms that we call insight communities, which is a way of bringing your brand's like-minded people together to talk about your brand or your category.
Really some good feedback there, and no surprise, Patagonia is certainly in the mix there per that example. And thanks for your feedback there. That is most helpful. So also, what are a few tips for brands to tap into the power of community? I'm sure listeners would appreciate that as well.
Yeah. So we see with the brands that we work with, so Humanate works with Fortune 500, Global 1000 brands, and many of them have established what we call, or referenced a minute ago, an insight community, which is an online platform where you're bringing people together to talk about your brand, your category, or things having to do with your category. And what we see as successful is right there, you're already cultivating an environment that honors people as humans and creates sort of this intrinsic value through them being able to connect on a topic with other like-minded people. So you're creating that sense of fellowship and mutual respect. And that's really the name of the game, to start with a community, right? From there, you know, you've created the environment. So then that's where listening comes in. And I go back to, you know, brands typically are talking a lot to consumers, but they're talking at them oftentimes versus with them. So this community environment enables brands to really listen to what the people within their community are saying, and maybe more importantly, feeling. So really understanding, what do they want? What are their needs? How do they tap into their actual value structure? You know, Patagonia was an example of tapping into human values, not just the consumer part of a human. Really understanding their goals at a human level to understand, importantly, what are they looking to achieve, so the brand can actually help them achieve that. Doing that in a community type environment just starts to inspire all kinds of creative content and ideas for innovation. If you want to take it an even step further than that, leverage that community as a way to respond back to consumers, to show them that you're actually listening to them. We like to think of customers for the brands that we work with as having a stakeholder perspective within that brand. So if you can listen to them and then tell them what you've done with their input, or share back what you've done with their information, think about the authentic and transparent connection you're creating with that consumer for your brand. And that's what consumers want today. Consumers are not just looking for transactional relationships with their brands. They're looking for something more meaningful. And finally, in that community environment, activating, right? Taking the deeper customer understanding that you're learning through this community environment and using it to build out your future customer or human-centric strategies. And when we think about that, that means understanding the consumer, but it also helps to understand the internal dynamics within brands, so you can bring those two things together and truly activate on human needs.
Camille, really appreciate the visit and the insight and information shared so far per your expertise. Really do appreciate that. Today we're speaking with Camille Nasita, Managing Director, North America, and Managing Partner at Humanate, the new human-driven consultancy connecting brands with people and culture to drive positive change, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the community, why is community so important? I'm sure listeners would like to hear your thoughts on that.
I would say back to what I started with, which is it's just natural for humans to crave community in our households, in our social circles, and again, even in the brands that we do business with. We see time and again with the brands that we work with and their humans or consumers that they're serving. Consumers today are seeking a relationship far beyond a final transaction. And it's really up to brands to take that opportunity to foster the right ecosystem of connection. So you can do that within a community environment by celebrating the creative energy that comes from reciprocal relationships. And then you can even layer and reframe different perspectives to gain meaningful insights to really drive human-centric strategies within your business. You know, as Rollo May once said, communication leads to community, and that is to understanding and intimacy and mutually valuing of one another. We really believe in this reciprocal value exchange between brands and the humans that they serve.
Now, Camille, with all that being said, can you tell us a little bit about Humanate and what your company does?
Sure thing. Yeah, I'd be glad to. So you've said, right, HumanAid is a global human-driven consultancy, and we connect people, our brands, with people and cultures to drive positive change. So what does all that really mean? It means we help the brands that we work with really understand the consumers that they serve in a very empathetic way. But a lot of brands do that, right? Many brands have a ton of consumer understanding, but they don't really put that into play, or it's not as easy to put that into play as you might think. So we also work on the human side of the brand. We get into organizations, we understand the humans, the employees that work at organizations, and we bring together human understanding of the consumer with the organizational dynamics that are at play within in an organization. And we love to say that we operate at sort of that intersection of understanding consumers and helping brands actually activate on those human wants, needs, and values to be really successful in the marketplace, as well as continue to listen and evolve their brand. We know that the world changes quickly, and it's going to just continue to move at a fast pace. So that continuous human pulse is a place that we really, it's our sweet spot to make sure that brands are staying relevant and able to successfully navigate the future.
Again, Camille, thanks so much for your time and for your visit on behalf of HumanAid and for what you do in this space. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
I would just say, you know, similar to what I've been saying for the last few minutes here, keeping humans at the heart of all that you do as an organization will pay off in spades.
Well stated, and a great place to conclude here today. Camille, where can listeners tap into HumanAid and get further details online?
You can do that at wearehumanate.com.
And of course, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Camille, all the best, and hopefully we can catch up with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Eric.
Always my pleasure. We've been speaking with Camille Nasita, Managing Director, North America, and Managing Partner at HumanAid, the new human-driven consultancy connecting brands with people and culture to drive positive change. And for all the details, visit wearehumanate.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.